Well, maybe we have not realized that the final stage of the Lord's accomplishment is becoming the great high priest according to the order of Melchizedek. His incarnation is just the beginning. Becoming a man, that's wonderful. And then becoming our sin offering, behold the Lamb of God. Right? It's in the Gospel of John, behold the Lamb of God. But for many Christians, that is the ultimate. The Lamb of God, the Savior who died for us. And they all believe and appreciate it. And so that's good enough. I'm saved. And so we also ask a lot of people, our friends, are you saved? Right? And if they are, what would they say? If you are kings, are they all saved? Oh, that's a Christian school, right? So, but at least many of them believe in the Lord Jesus Christ. And in that sense, they are saved. But that's just the very beginning. Just the early stage, the beginning. Right? Is it good enough for Isaac just to be born? Is that good enough? You know, Isaac.
Yeah.
Well, we didn't introduce yet.
Haven't seen him yet.
He's too young to come to the meeting. He's just about a month old or something like that. But he was born. He has a long way to go.
Yeah.
So if a person is born again, is that good enough? It's wonderful to be born again, to be saved, to be born again, to receive salvation, and it's free. The initial salvation is not by works, but by faith. But then after you're saved, Paul said in Romans chapter 5, right, we reconcile to God by the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ. But then much more, he says, much more. There's much more to do. Right? If you ask Li Hua, there's a lot to do with Isaac. The baby's name is Isaac. Oh, too bad Timo is not here. Yeah. Sorry?
There's much to do.
Oh, so it's not just for a baby to be born and that's it. Oh, the hard work just began.
Exactly.
Just began. Is it good enough just to graduate high school? Oh, come on. Why do you have to go to college? Better stay home. You have nothing to do. Well, the parents will do everything for you. No, there's a lot of work more to do. Have you grown enough? Fully matured? No, you see. You mean to say after 18 years, you're not yet matured? 18 long years? Right? What about you, Rebecca? No. But if you ask me, what about you, Grandpa? I dare not say that I've already arrived. If you ask Paul, have you arrived? What did he say? Not that I've already attained, nor am already perfected. It's not good to think that we are already perfected. I'm old, but I'm not perfected. be old doesn't mean you're perfected. Yeah. So, we all need to be thankful. Right? Crucifixion of our Lord Jesus Christ is just the beginning of his first accomplishment for us, and that is just for our salvation, for the cleansing of our sins, for the forgiveness. That is why salvation, Paul wrote, is free. You don't need to do anything to be saved. Because if there's a requirement to be saved, apart from just having faith and belief, then who can be saved? Oh, you need to be a good man in order to be saved. So who can be saved then? Huh? Who can be saved? You? No. Salvation is free, not of works. It's a gift of God. Do you have to pay for a gift, Kyle? Have you ever received a gift and you have to pay for it? If you have to pay for it, then it's not a gift anymore. Right? The salvation is really free, praise God. But only salvation is free. You don't have to work for it. But after that, much more, we shall be saved by his life. So it's by his death, it's free. You don't have to die there and be crucified and suffering and be nailed on the cross. But his death, he includes you, is free. Wonderful. Everybody likes something that's free, right? I know Sarah, oh, she's so happy. Oh, I got this free. Free. Wonderful. Yeah, free. I also like free things, don't you? Right? Can you imagine you got a free flight to Los Angeles? Will you say no?
No.
Oh, no, you say. He will not say no. He'll say, yes, yeah. How come only once? But to be saved much more is not free anymore. It is by his life. Life takes time. Takes growth, takes maturity. To be born, what did you do to be born? No? Nothing? You mean to say you were just born? But after you're born, going to kindergarten, you have to do something, right? Going to elementary school, you have to work. High school, did you have to work? Now you're going to college. It's more hard work, right? You ask those who went through college, right? It's hard work. Can you ask your parents to go to university for you? No. You have to do it yourself. So who's going to college for you? But there's somebody who will go with you, the great high priest. Shouldn't forget him. Right? Because our goal is not just to graduate college. Remember, your goal is the throne. You have a high calling. Every one of us has a high calling. The goal is to be crowned with glory and honor, just like Hebrews chapter 2 tells us. But are you crowned with glory and honor now? Not yet. Right. This is why Hebrews chapter 2 says we don't see that yet, but do you desire to see it in the future?
Amen.
Oh, you don't care. You really care or you don't care? We all care to look for a good job. Right? And we do so much to try to get a good job, even a best job. You try so much. But what about the best and the most wonderful destiny? And it's eternal. And it's to be a king, to rule over the nations on this earth, and to inherit all of God's creation. We are co-heirs together with Christ. Can you imagine missing that, Kyle? In Hebrews chapter 5 and 6 says, if we are not mature spiritually, you're not qualified. You're saved, yes. You will never lose your salvation. But to be co-heirs together with Christ, this is wonderful, but then you need maturity. What did Paul say in Galatians chapter 4? A child is an heir. But if he's just a child, then he's in no way different from a servant. Well, where's Gamma? Oh, where's Gamma sitting?
Inside.
Oh, inside. He has to take care of the boy, right? The child, you see? Because the child, although he's the heir of all, but he's not yet qualified. No. He cannot help his dad in his work. So his dad has to help him in the kindergarten. The Bible tells us it's the same way as our human life. God created us in this wonderful way. I can imagine a teenager wants to rule the world. Huh? How about you ruling California, huh? Oh, come on. It's a high, wonderful position. Right? Can you do that? And if you're offered the position, will you take it? How about you? No. We want to be kings and co-king with Christ. You think the Lord will just ask you to do it? No. Right? But the main thing today is we should look forward to it. We should realize that is our future. This world is not our future today. Is Apple your future? Is it going to exist forever? So why invest everything in Apple? You're going to lose all of your investment. No, it's just a job. That's not your goal. That's not your ultimate goal. You should remember that. Yeah. Right? Costco is your ultimate goal. Travel agent in Costco. Is there a trip that will take you to the third heaven? This is why we should not be foolish. We should not be fooled by the enemy to go after all these worldly things, especially young people. How high can you jump? All the way to the throne above? Wow, can you jump that high? But it's good for you to train. That's good for your physical health and all that. But that's not your job. That's not your goal. If your goal is just to jump as high as 15, what? Feet? No. Right, that's not our goal. That's too low. Right? That's too low. The job is to swim so fast. Like a fish? Can you swim faster than a dolphin? Sharon? Try to have a swimming contest with a dolphin. You will definitely lose. It's not high enough, it's not fast enough. It's not glorious enough. So if you gain the first prize, what do you get? The crown sitting on the throne? Is that size? Are you happy with it? Well, this is not to say that we should not do all these things, which is beneficial to our human life today, to help us to be responsible, to help us to train ourselves, right? To learn something new all the time, and to mature. It even helps you to mature, but that's not your goal. You have to see further than that. What man can offer to you, it's going to end. But what God is offering us is to inherit all of His creation and to rule over His creation. This is why Hebrews chapter 2 repeated Psalm 8 to remind all of us what is our goal. To be crowned with honor and glory, to inherit the earth and all of God's creation, and to rule and have dominion. Right? Don't think to have dominion is easy. Even to rule over yourself, is it easy? No. You think it's easy to rule over yourself? I'm past 80 and I still have a hard time to rule over me, let alone rule over you. But a strange thing is we always like to rule over you and not me. Why? I've seen that in the churches again and again and again. Those who think they have the authority to rule over you. You, do this. How come you're not doing that? Oh, yeah. You. But they never thought about themselves and their own condition and their own problem. Yeah. This is why the Lord is the great high priest to help us. And He's helping us, not because He's God. Can you imagine that God as God it's not that He's qualified, but He cannot help you. Because He's so perfect. You think God has a problem with temptation? So how can He help you with a problem, so many problems of temptation? Yeah. This is why the Lord has to become a man. Otherwise He won't understand us. He became a man just like you and me, going through all the sufferings. It's written in Hebrews. We have just gone through it. We need to appreciate his humanity. There is not one suffering of mankind that our Lord did not go through. That's why he understands us. He sympathizes with us. He has compassion on us. If we have no compassion on others, we will always just judge others. Right? So we need to appreciate such a great high priest. It's not just God. God is so perfect. Right? You think you can tempt God? But you can tempt Jesus. Satan tried. But our Lord was victorious. Is God poor? You think God is a poor man? A poor God? No. I cannot even describe him. It's God, the Almighty One. Oh, why then did the Lord Jesus have to come? And you remember that song? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus was born there in a manger, laid down his sweet head. You know that song? Oh, okay. It's okay. You don't have to know. But there is such a song. Right? Unfortunately, it's all only sang during Christmas. Why did he have to become man and to be born in such a way? Which one of us is born in a manger? You? How about you? Probably in one of the best hospital. With the best doctors there, the experts. Why did the Lord have to be born that way? Nobody was born in such a way, hardly. That's why it says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. I don't think he doesn't understand our condition. That's why he's able to give aid to us, to help us. Right? If you have never went through a certain sufferings, you will not be able to help those who are suffering. Yeah? We have no compassion. That's why we Christians, you don't agree with me, goodbye, you get lost. You made this mistake, you're out. No. In baseball, 3 strikes and you're out. Yeah. But among the Christians, half a strike, you're out. Out. Get lost. We don't want you here again. How sad. How sad. Yeah. But our Lord went through all kinds. And he was perfect. But he was rejected. He was despised. Yeah. People lied about him. Do you want people to lie about you in Apple? What are you going to do if somebody lied about you? You're going to justify yourself, right? Hire a lawyer. If Apple fired you, you're going to hire a lawyer. if God fires you, which lawyer are you going to use? Before the judgment seat of Christ, nobody has any lawyer to justify them. There's no need, because our Lord recorded everything we did. Nothing is hidden from Him. In Hebrews chapter 4, He knew everything. You think you can hide from God? Nothing is hidden before Him. Every thought, every hidden things, you think He cannot find out? He doesn't know. Oh, He knew everything. That is why we need to come into His presence, the throne of grace, to receive grace and help in time of need. And He is gracious because He understood us. A wonderful high priest. So wonderful that we cannot describe it. We cannot describe Him. Yeah. So it's not a doctrine. Don't just, oh, He's a wonderful great high priest. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen and amen again. And then what happened? Right. We need Him.
Amen.
Every hour. That song says, I need Thee. Not just every week, every hour. You know that song? Right. Right. We have such a wonderful great high priest, and we don't appreciate him. And I hope that through our fellowship in the book of Hebrews, reading it through, the Lord will open our eyes and lighten our understanding to realize we have such a great high priest helping us, meeting our every need. Just like your parents took care of your every need, right? You appreciate your parents? You want to run away from them? Forget about them. Hey, I'm mature now. Don't bother me. Would you do that? How about you, Rebecca? And here's someone greater than your parents. I don't mean the grandparents, okay? I mean the great heavenly high priest. Yeah. Not just the one crucified. Christianity and many of the dear Christians, they just emphasize the crucified one. But the Lord did not remain on the cross. Right? Where is He today?
Right.
On the right hand of the Majesty on high. What is more wonderful? What is more glorious? That is the goal. The cross is just a means to go to the throne. So if you just know the cross, you just know about forgiveness. Oh Lord, I did wrong again. Forgive me and cleanse me by your precious blood. And the next morning, again and again and again, year after year, Lord, I take your blood. But what about the throne? What about the throne? You like to remain on the cross, or you like to be sitting on the throne? Amy. On the throne. Me too. We'll be sitting with Him on His throne. To Him who overcomes, I will make to sit with me on my throne, just like I overcame and sat with my Father on His throne. Or would you prefer to remain on the cross? Right. So the Lord went through all this, but praise God, He's today in glory on the throne. This is why in chapter 1, right in the very beginning of chapter 1, after He purged our sin, that's it. No. Praise the Lord. It's not just that. The purging of the sin is just the beginning. Now He's sitting at the right hand of the Majesty on high. How come we always think about the cross and not about this wonderful, great heavenly high priest who is helping us every day? On the cross, He only bore your sins, and that's it. But much more saved by His life, dwelling in you as a great heavenly high priest to finish the job, to transform us as the captain of our salvation, leading us into glory. Many sons leading them to glory. There's a long way to go. Our whole life. Right. So we need to appreciate such a great high priest. That's the main point. That's why I said, let's read the first two verses in chapter 8 as well, because that's the main point. You miss the main point, you missed everything. Right. That's the main point. Wonderful. I don't need to talk too much about it. No, it's not necessary. It's written there. Main point is main point. And then one point I like to encourage everyone. What is the Lord leading us to become today in Zion? To be a kingdom of Christians. Kingdom of believers. Kingdom of what? Priests. And why is it the Lord reached the very top and at the very end? He's called what? Our great heavenly high priest. According to the order of Melchizedek, what is the meaning of Melchizedek? King of righteousness. King of peace. That's what we need today. Righteousness and peace.
Amen.
The bride is clothed with garment full of blood. For the blood of Jesus Christ. White, pure, white and bright, which are the forgiveness of the saints. The righteousness of the saints. Where does this righteousness come from? It's the King of righteousness. And no wonder we Christians are fighting each other today. No peace, my goodness. In the last 60 years of my Christian life, I've seen quarreling, fighting, division, and again and again and again. So sad. So sad. Right, Suzanne? Didn't you experience that also in somewhere in Arizona? I don't like to mention a place. It exploded like a volcano. Is that peace and righteousness? Can you imagine how the Lord feels when He sees that? How do you feel when you experience that, Suzanne? Happy? No, you must be weeping, right? Shedding tears, seeing such thing happening. Yeah. And how much more our great heavenly high priest. Yeah. How can we say he's the king of righteousness, our king in Zion, king of peace, and here we are fighting each other. We are accusing one another, pointing fingers at one another. Unfortunately, this is what we are if we don't realize this great, wonderful high priest, king of righteousness, king of peace. And who is able to save us to the uttermost. To the uttermost means fully qualified to sit with him on a throne and to rule over the earth at his coming. To be co-kings with him. Right? This is why that song, not I, but Christ. How many idle words come out of our mouth? Hey. Much of the conflict comes from one single idle word, and boom, it's like a match. Lit it, and boom. And all the problems exploded. No wonder James says, our tongue no one can tame. And Isaiah, after he saw the Lord, he says, praise God. Did he say that? What did he say? Woe to me first. Why? Because I am a man of unclean lips. It's so hard to rule over this small two lips and a little tongue. If we can rule over that, oh, James says, you're a perfect man. Right? We need this great high priest giving us help, understanding my terrible situation. My weaknesses. Don't think he doesn't understand. Now he became a man, went through the worst. Yeah. Able to save us all the way to the throne. And he already reached there. Trust in him. Believe in him. There's nothing that he cannot help. Yeah. This is why chapter 4 says, enter into his rest. Entering into his rest means he did everything already. What else do you need to do? You need to go to the cross. You need to be buried in the throne. I mean, in the tomb. Do you have to go through so many trials? You cannot survive. But the Lord did that. And so to enter into his rest in Hebrews chapter 4 means to receive from him whatever you need in every situation because he has gone through it. And he can help you. He's able. Able because he has gone through a great high priest. That's the main thing. That's the main thing. Okay? I think it's up to 12.
No.
The clock is before me. Remember this. Okay, Gamma? Not just a savior on the cross, but a great high priest on the throne, king of righteousness and king of peace, able to save to the uttermost, leading us into glory. By yourself, you cannot reach that goal. No one can reach that goal. Can you? So what are you going to do? Well, you have a great high priest. Right, Peter? Don't try to lead the church in Vancouver to glory. You're not a captain. You're not the high priest. You're not there yet. So where are you going to lead them? Nowhere. If we are leading the church, we're going to end up somewhere else in the desert of Arizona. We'll be burning hot there. Amazing, they even brew tea in the sun. They call it sun tea, right? Because it's so hot. You don't need a stove to brew tea in the sun. Amazing. That's how and where we're going to lead the church to if we are the leaders. We're going to lead them into a hot pot somewhere in the desert in Arizona. No, but only the Lord can lead us, the high priest. That's why he's called high. How high? He's really high. To lead us there, praise the Lord. So do you believe? You have to believe him. Not just in a Savior who died on the cross, but a great high priest now sitting on the throne. Have faith in him. Okay?
Amen.
Ryan? Amen? So what is your goal, Ryan?
This is Troy.
Oh, I mean Troy. I'm sorry. Oh, Ryan is there. Troy is there. But you too, okay, Ryan? You have to see your goal. Your goal. Yeah. Praise God. And we can all make it because he made it there. And he is able to bring us there. Save to the uttermost means to bring us there with him. Okay?
Amen.
Praise the Lord, Gamma.
Amen.
Good. Let's have some prayer.